Holy Father, I come before you with my fellow prayer partners with a heavy heart for these three women, Leslie Q, Mary T, and C. Brown, all needing immediate housing before the beginning of the year, and we are 2 days away. Father, you know all things. You can do all things. You can move all things. You are the God of the impossible. We bow down to you, to your glory, to your goodness, to your power that is beyond our understanding. But we also know, Father, that you have a reason and you use all things for our good. I'm praying, Father, for these three women and for their children, Lord. You know the circumstances, each one different, but yet the need immediate and the same. I pray, Father God, for your hand on them. Oh, Father, for your hand on their soul, on their heart. Imbue them, Lord, with your comfort. Encourage their faith and their belief. And I saw the word transition, so I'm just going to pray, Father, that you walk them through and with them, which I know you will, God, in the transition of this movement from where they are now to where you will have them be. Step by step, however that looks, however that unfolds, it may be different, I'm sure, for each one, for each situation, for what you are working within them and what needs to be done around them and for them. Lord, we ask for your mercies in all of this abundantly. I'm asking, Father, for mountain-moving events for each of these women. Father, we know that you have brought, and we believe what your word says, you brought water from, there was nowhere, and you brought it out of a rock. There was too much water, and you parted it. There was the wrong kind of water, and you turned the bitter sweet. There was no food, and you brought manna from heaven. You are this God, and you work every day in the smallest parts of our lives, doing miracle after miracle, if we will only see. We will only listen. We will only sit and watch and pray and hope. Father, I'm asking for each one of these, Lord, that they would see your leading. They would see step by step your footprints in the sand before them, God, and that they will follow that, however that goes. We stand, Father, by what you've said in your word to encourage us that faith is the certainty of things hoped for and a proof of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1, of course. Lord, we ask, Father, as these women have faith, they also need the tangible in the physical, the roof over the head, the sustenance for them and their children, the utilities, and all the rest, Lord. Father, I felt led by you to pray parts of Psalm 121 for each one of these, for Leslie, for Mary, and for C. Brown. You said, I will raise my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. We know that, behold, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep, and you will not slumber or sleep for these three who love you and follow you, Lord, and believe in you. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade and on your right hand. The sun will not beat down on you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time and forever. Abba, no one can do this but you. And we lay these three women at your feet and ask again for a mighty move, for heaven to open and to fall down on them, Lord. Again, in whatever way that pleases you, that will help them, Lord, in their soul, in their walk with you, and in protecting them, Father, each day, each moment, each nanosecond. I pray these things, Lord, in Yeshua's name.